You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm Dave Cohen. Now back to Don Dubuque in for Tommy Tucker on WWL.
You almost did it.
Yeah, habit is an amazing power, huh?
Absolutely. You don't know how many times I almost said outdoor show, you know, after 36 yeah. years of doing it.
Saturday mornings, that's what you do. Yeah.
That's what I do on Saturday mornings. I'll do it tomorrow morning. Hey, happy Underdog Day.
What is Underdog Day?
It's the day when underdog, in honor of underdogs, you know.
Oh,
not
the cartoon character Underdog, but underdogs in general.
Underdog that used to wear the cape, huh? Yeah, I remember that. Underdog. Hey, you know where the name came from?
No,
not
I don't.
From that.
Yeah, why is someone who is at a disadvantage called an underdog?
Well, because it goes back to when dog fighting was a human pastime. And the dog that got beaten in the fight was called the underdog because he would be on the bottom, and the winning dog would, I guess you'd call him an overdog, would be on the top. So that's where the underdog goes way back.
Ah, well, there was a character on the Underdog cartoon called Overcat.
Was there? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of movies made, too, featuring underdogs. Rocky was a popular underdog.
Yes.
Rudy. Yeah. From the football
movie. Absolutely.
And then, of course, you had Miracle on Ice. Could there ever have been a bigger underdog than the 1980 hockey team that went to the Olympics?
Well, maybe the Tulane Green Wave Saturday, tomorrow tomorrow at Ole Miss.
I was
17
say,
and a half points yeah, Ole Miss yeah. is favored by.
They're one day off of the National Underdog Day, but they're indeed underdogs.
Well, let's hope
no
that they celebrate it a day late and come to New Orleans with a victory to play in the Sugar Bowl against Georgia.
You know, for some reason, we love to pull for the underdog, don't you? Don't you? You know, you hate to be the one that gets beat by an underdog, but boy, when it's your team and they're the underdog and they win, that's a great feel.
Yeah, and when you don't have a dog in the hunt, when you don't have a favorite team participating in a contest, don't you tend to root for the underdog?
I do. All about dogs and dog fighting and underdogs and overdogs. We'll see what's going to happen. All right, Dave, thank you. Happy National Underdog Day.
Well, thank you. To you, too.
You're the favorite. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right. When we come back.
I don't always feel that way.
I know what you mean. When we come back, we're going to be talking about can there possibly be two underdogs in a game? New Orleans versus the New York Jets, and also the Tulane game coming up. Mike Dettillier, our NFL analyst and co-host of Sports Talk, joins us to talk about that right after this. Oh, boy, does that bring back memories. Underdog. Yeah, we're going to be talking about some underdogs. I'm looking out the window here at St. Hubert's Cathedral at some gorgeous blue skies. What a beautiful day this Friday morning, and I'm feeling like a fish and game reporter trapped in a news talk sports body. But joining me now is Mike Dettillier, our NFL sports analyst and also the co-host of Sports Talk. And, Mike, two big games we're going to talk about, the New York Jets coming to play the New Orleans Saints and Tulane taking on Ole Miss. Which would you prefer to talk about first?
Hey, whatever you want. I'll talk Saints first because they actually the favorite this weekend. 5.5 points. When I walked in Monday afternoon at the Silver Slipper in Mississippi, I looked up. I saw they were 3.5 point favorite, and that thing is already now 5.5.
It Saints. May get larger. It was like 4.5 yesterday. I mean, after 5.5, might keep growing.
Man, that go to show you how sorry the Jets are.
Yeah, what's their problem? What's been the Jets' problem this year?
You can start right at the top, the owner, in Woody Johnson. It's the same guy. I mean, you know, you a multi-billionaire, one of the richest owners in the NFL, and you worried about what some blogger or somebody post on or X or Facebook or Instagram or whatever. You know, and he admitted that. I mean, come on, dude. That I know you don't run your other company that way. I know Johnson & Johnson is not run that way. So it's amazing to me. And it's people are really upset with him more than so anything else. I know Aaron Glenn's in year one there as the head coach, and they don't have a quarterback. They're going with Brady Cook again this week, who's an undrafted free agent from Missouri. And they've had a ton of injuries, traded away their two best defensive players right before the trade deadline, and Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys and Sauce Gardner to the Colts. And almost as though, hey, you paid your season tickets, I got your money. Hey, good enough. We'll just roll on with it. But very dysfunctional organization in New York. They've had the longest run of any team in the NFL not to get into the playoffs. And that continues again this year and next year and the next. that don't change, really.
Yeah. Well, looking at their lineup, where do you think the weaknesses exist that the Saints are going to attack?
They've had difficulty stopping the run, and they've given up some big plays in the passing game. So that tells you right off the bat, really the one thing they've been able to hang their hat on is they got a really good special teams across the board. Really, really do. Their kicker's been outstanding. They do a great job on punt and kick returns. So my thing is, you know what? I'm not letting you beat me that way. I'm going to kick the ball into the end zone. You get it at the 35. Mm-hmm. Every time I punt, I angle punt that thing, and I kick it out of bounds. And, hey, it's going to be your problem to maneuver downfield. But I'm not letting – your punt kick return guy beat me. It's all over the board. And Don, I think when you have that sort of makeup and there's nothing to hang your hat on offense, and your defense is giving up big plays and you get run on, if you catch them early and really jump on them, you can almost hear the air come out of the balloon. That's what happened last week against Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence got hot early. He put up all kind of points on them, and you could almost see the white towel get thrown at the end of the first quarter.
Game over, huh? What about Smith, this Gaelic football player? Where did he come from? How did they find him?
Oh, you're talking about Charlie Smith with the
Charlie
Saints?
Smith, yeah.
Okay, he worked out. That was a deal because they're really trying to promote the NFL in Europe. And he told us, because he actually spent about 45 minutes with us on Sports Talk right before the Super Bowl, and he went work out because he wanted to give it a try, and it gave him an opportunity. He kicked, and they had a number of representatives from NFL teams there. The Saints were able to sign him, bring him in, And we saw it in training camp a year ago. Man, he's no small dude. We got a picture, I have it on my phone, of me, him, and Bobby. And, I mean, for him to be taller than me, that's one thing. For him to be tall, he's taller than A-Bear. And, you know, Bobby always says he shrunk some because of walking on that cement.
But, I think it's for other reasons why he shrunk.
But Charlie Schmidt, he's legit. He's 6'5".
Wow.
And he's a big guy. Man, he can hit it. Now,
yeah.
The problem was, Don, keeping it straight because – You know, he told us, I've hit field goals 72, 73 yards in practice. I asked him, was it straight? And he just looked at me and said, sometimes.
Well, I can see he's got one heck of a strong leg, and he could possibly be a record breaker at some point and set a new
record. Don, that's a good point. And I think if you came down to that, he might just be that guy. And you talk about the yin and the yang. When you look at him, and then you had Blake Groupe, who you could pass off as a junior high school player.
Yeah.
I mean, that nothing against Blake, but, I mean, he was a very small guy. But, man, he had a swing, and then last week he pops a 60-yard field goal.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Against Seattle.
Well, Mike, we're going to take a traffic break. We come back. Let's talk about Tulane and Ole Miss. Talk about an underdog. We'll be right back with Mike Dettillier. You got any questions or comments? Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. Back with Mike, our NFL analyst and co-host of Sports Talk. And by the way, tomorrow he's got a special edition of Sports Talk. He'll tell you about that when we come back. But first, let's look at traffic with Courtney P.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And Tulane taking on the Ole Miss Rebels in a rematch coming up. Mike Dettillier, our WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sport Talk, joins us. And, Mike, I'm looking at this game, and I think Tulane's going to go in, maybe throw in some new wrinkles. They're going to play this game with a lot of heart, but I just don't know. Ole Miss has got that talent advantage, and I think in the end it's going to come through for them. What do you think?
Yeah, the physicality part. That showed up in the first game, to be honest with you. I thought they lost the line of scrimmage, and just how physical the Ole Miss defensive backs were against the Green Wave wide receivers that day. They had two drops critical drops on third down conversions early in that game, and you could almost tell this wasn't going good. But you never see the same snapshot of a game. There's always a different picture view. That was the second game that Trinidad Chambliss, the quarterback for Ole Miss, had started. He had started against Arkansas, and he comes back against Tulane, and he was the difference maker. He rushed for over 100 yards in that game, just sprinting out, not finding the receiver. He didn't want to put the ball up in heavy traffic, just took off running, and he really burned them. For Tulane, they got to play a little bit of keep away if they get a chance in this game. Just try to put the pin in the ball, run the football against Ole Miss, and hit some of the shorter passes. Jake Retzoff has got to play better than he did in that first game where he was off timing-wise with the receivers. If not, you're going to see a similar situation than what happened during the regular season. It's always a little bit of a challenge when you don't have your head coach. And see, that part is the big X factor. No Lane Kiffin here to have those play calls. He was unique as a play caller. Don, it's almost like being with a great hunter or fisherman. He's got a knack for being in the right place, right time. And Lane is one of these offensive play callers. He sort of knows what to do, right place, right time. You're not going to have that now. But they are a very talented team, and I thought they did a decent job stopping the big hammer for them, and that was Kawan Lacy at running back. That has to continue Saturday when they play Ole Miss, because if you don't stop Lacy, man, I'd run him the foot. It ain't that heavy to carry it. I'd run him 25, 27 times a game.
I heard Coach Summerall in an interview say, you know, they've got a different coach now. We're expecting to see. We don't have any film on what they're going to be doing. I disagree. I think they're going to stick with what got them there. What do you say?
Man, Coach Summerall flinging us Tuesday some of that coach speak. Normally you don't do that, but I kind of heard it a little bit about that. I think he knows exactly what they're going to try to do against Tulane. And, you know, Charlie Weiss Jr. is back at Ole Miss to call plays. Now, he's going to join the LSU staff once Ole Miss's season's over with. But I think he sort of knows the diversity. They are very talented at wide receiver. They want to hit the big play. They want to take it out of you and fast. And then after that, they just sort of bury you with the running game with Lacy. I think he knows exactly. Now, the problem is stopping that. Tulane's real strength on defense, they rotate 9 defensive linemen for a 3-man front. Don, that's rare in college football. You rarely see that. And Sam Howard, he's not the biggest or the fastest, strongest guy. Talk about a great leader for Tulane. Sam Howard's that. So, you know what? If you can play a little slow pitch ball with them, and keep it tight, then it starts to press a little bit. Ole Miss is going to win this game, but I don't see it as the blowout that we saw in the first game.
Got it. Mike, we'll be listening tomorrow. You got a special edition. You and the Cajun Cannon are going to be out at Rouse's Market on Uptown on Chapultepec from noon to 3, and we'll be listening to that. Very interesting.
Thanks a lot, Don. Hey, yeah, we're going to be out at Chapultepec 12 to 3. We're going to preview tonight's game as Alabama plays Oklahoma. Don, you talk about the spack hit the fan. If Alabama loses to Oklahoma tonight, ooh, people in Tuscaloosa ain't going to be too happy about that.
No, you're right about that. Well, we'll be watching. Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure, my friend. Take care. That's Mike Dettillier. Right now it's time for WWL's First News.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm Dave Cohen. Back to Don Dubuque. In for Tommy Tucker now on WWL.
You know, Dave, I'm sitting over here in my little 3-acre piece of paradise, been here for the last 50 years, and now you have recently
Well, you've left and come back, right?
What's that?
You've left and come back. You haven't sat there for 50 years.
Well, close to it. But, yeah, every now and then I got to get up and leave. You take it literally. But, you know, you like me, you're now a country boy, and you bought some acreage. Have you gotten into gardening or farming over there?
Yeah, you know, the previous owner was kind enough to plant blueberries and blackberries and oranges and peaches and pears. We have all kinds of fruit-bearing bushes and trees, and we do have a little garden. We've done some cucumbers and tomatoes and other things. Why do you ask?
Oh, because I got Dan Gill coming up, the professor of the LSU Ag Center. You know, he hosts a garden show. He comes on a little bit later than me on Saturday mornings and troubleshoots people's problems with gardening and all kinds of stuff. He's a really smart guy.
I really should keep Dan Gill on speed dial because with the snow we had and the freezes we had this previous, and then the drought we've been having, some of the fruit-bearing plants are not bearing much fruit anymore. So I just the problem is I have so many I can't attend to them all, so it's kind of survival of the fittest.
Yeah, well, that's great to hear that. How many acres you have over there?
Just enough.
Just enough? It gets
a lot of grass to cut.
A lot of grass to cut. You need to get some horses.
Some of it's still wooded too. So. Or goats. That's good too. We've thought about goats, but
yeah, well, they'll eat.
Then we got to do if we're going to do horses or goats, we need fences.
Yeah, and you're going to lose some of those fruit trees, too. They'll really enjoy that. All right, Country Boy Dave, thank you, my friend.
You bet.
Be listening. Dan Gill's going to be joining us right after this. And if you got a question for him with the strong cold fronts, this up and down, hot, cold weather, how's that affect your plants and gardens? He's got answers for you. Your questions, text us at 504-260-1870 right here on the Big 870 WWL. For years, people who have had questions dealing with their gardens, their trees, their plants, we've got a guy, Dan Gill, right here at WWL that solves a lot of those problems. And if you've got a question for him this morning, 504-260-187. Main reason we asked him to come on, Dan, is with these cold fronts, this roller coaster up and down temperatures, how do plants react and what precautions should people take during these times?
Well, you know, it's typical. It always seems, you know, odd to us every year in the wintertime when we have, you know, really cold weather down in the 30s, even the 20s, and then, you know, a week later we're up in the 60s or even the 70s. But that's how we are each year. And so the plants that we have in our landscapes are adapted to this kind of weather, our climate that we have here, and they're going to be just fine. We do worry sometimes if there's a prolonged, really mild spell, several weeks of temperatures in the 60s and 70s, you know, and then we plunge down to a really cold episode in the low 20s or teens. Now, we may see some more damage under those circumstances, but normally the plants are going to be fine with the roller coaster. We just have to get concerned about our tropicals whenever those really cold events threaten to occur.
Yeah, that was one of the first questions that came in with the ping-ponging temperatures, the potted tropicals. Need to plan on bringing them in or depending on the temperature. We got another question for you. Someone wants to know how to get rid of dollarweed in the grass without killing the grass.
Well, there are a number of good herbicides, lawn weed killers, that you can safely apply to the grass that will control dollarweed and not bother the grass. If you have St. Augustine or Centipede, you can use a herbicide called atrazine. Now, atrazine is commonly used for cool season weeds on lawns here in South Louisiana. If you have other kinds of lawns like zoysia or Bermuda, MSM turf will do a good job. And you can use MSM turf on all of the lawn grasses. And it can also be used in the summertime, whereas most of our other herbicides like atrazine can't be used once it gets hot. So atrazine would work really well, or MSM turf, a bit more versatile, and works great too.
And what is there a particular time of year they should apply it?
For dollarweed, apply it right now. We apply weed killers when the weeds are an issue. There is no season for weed control.
It's always weed season. Dan Gill is with us. Dan Gill is with us. Got a question, 504-260-1870. Use our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We're back with Dan right after this traffic report with Courtney P. We're back with Dan Gill, host of the Garden Show. Comes on Saturday mornings. He's with us here. And, Dan, we had a very unusual snowfall earlier this year in January, and it caused a lot of problems. I have a place in Alabama, and the soil there is like, I call it the magic ground. Everything I put in the ground there, it's a kind of a sandy clay, and it just really thrives well. I had some trees, some fruit trees. I had a lime tree and a lemon tree. Lemon tree did fine. The lime tree got burned, but it regrew back from the root, and I've heard that if it does that, it'll never bear fruit. Is that true?
Well, the problem is that our citrus trees are grafted, and to try to simplify it, it just means that there are two different citrus types of citrus that are brought together to form that one tree. One citrus forms the base of the trunk and the root system, and then there's a graft union, the point where the two pieces were brought together and healed and fused into one plant. But everything above that graft union, that's the desirable citrus, the lemon, the lime, the satsuma, the grapefruit. But below that is the rootstock, and that's never intended to be allowed to grow. It doesn't produce good fruit. It's bitter, it's seedy, it's sour. The growth is full of thorns. So the rootstock is just meant to stay the base of the trunk. If the tree freezes back to the ground, all that's left is a rootstock. And the rootstock comes up, and your lemon or orange or lime is history. It's gone. All that's left is rootstock sprouting. You might as well dig it out and replace it. Sometimes, even if the tree doesn't die back, the root sprouts. The rootstock will sprout from the base of the trunk, and it will grow vigorously and take over. So people growing citrus have to be aware growth from the base of the trunk is not your desirable citrus. Keep an eye out for that and don't let it grow.
Got it. All right, on camellias. Camellias are doing fine, but there are a couple of them where the growth pattern, they have one long shoot. I mean, it may be 4 feet high while the other ones are nice and low and growing normally. Should that be trimmed back to allow more growth on the bottom, or should it let it grow and the others will catch up eventually?
No, it should be trimmed back. It's detracting from the attractiveness of the plant. Plants lopsided, or trim it back. And when that's trimmed back, don't just come to the edge of the shrub and trim it there. Follow that vigor shoot down within the shrub and prune it off within the shrub. So when the new growth comes out, it doesn't shoot out at the edge of the shrub and look odd again. It comes out from within the shrub. So don't prune at the edge of the shrub. Go inside the shrub and make your pruning cut there, but definitely do that. You can wait till the camellias finish blooming to do that if they're blooming right now for you. But otherwise, you can do that anytime.
All right. Tell me about pecan trees. I have a huge pecan tree. I got several of them, maybe three or four. And it just went off the charts last year. It was more pecans than we knew what to do with. This year, not a single one. Is it just that they're cyclical like that? Or does it need something? Or did the weather affect it?
Nah, they're cyclical. In fact, there's a term for it. We call it alternate bearing, which means that pecans produce a bumper crop and then a very light crop the next year and then another bumper crop. So it's very typical for that boom and bust cycle to be observed in pecans. Not much you can do about it. That's just kind of the way they are.
Got it. All right, I have a question from a listener. When do I treat for spurweed and what to use? I guess we've already talked about it's always weed season. So what should they use? Anything special for spurweed?
Well, you know, spurweed or burrweed or stickerweed is a real big problem in the spring when the plants that have been growing in the yard through the winter bloom and make these really spiny seed pods that are really painful if you step on them, so they're quite a nuisance. The idea is you've got to control them before the spiny seed pods form around about March. So earlier in the year, we could have put out a pre-emergence and stopped a lot of them from growing, but they've already germinated and started growing by now. So earlier, I mentioned the atrazine. That will work well against spurweed, or that MSM turf that I mentioned. That will also wipe that out. Apply it this month during mild weather. The weather we're having right now would be perfect. If necessary, apply it again about a month later if you still see them, some that survive. But that will wipe it out before the spiny seed pods form in the spring.
What about fertilization? When should that be done for plants?
It depends on the growing season. Most everything in our yards are dormant right now, so this would be a really poor and unnecessary time to fertilize. But plants that are in active growth right now, like cool season bedding plants, pansies and violas and snapdragons, and vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, lettuce, and carrots, and all of our cool season vegetables, they're in active growth right now and will benefit from fertilizer. A few of our perennials, like Louisiana irises, are in active growth. And if you haven't fertilized your Louisiana irises, in quite a while. Some fertilizer now would be fine. So look at the growing season. If you're not sure if the plant is actively growing or at the beginning of its growing season, great time to fertilize. If it's not growing, it's dormant, or it's at the end of its growing season, not a good time to fertilize.
Dan, just got a few seconds left real quick. What is a good Christmas gift regarding plants, a good plant, Christmas plant to gift?
Oh, you know, I'd love to get a nice tool, a really nice hand trowel or a nice shovel or a rake. Gardeners oftentimes scrimp on their tools. Buy them something really high quality and you'll make them happy.
Very good. Dan, thanks so much for being with us. It's been quick but very informative. We appreciate it, and people can tune you in on Saturday mornings for the Garden Show. Thanks again, Dan. Appreciate it, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Don. I had a great time. Appreciate you, too.
All right, there he goes, Dan Gill, the professor at the LSU Ag Center, host of the Garden Show. And when we come back, we got the, let's see, what's coming up? Oh, the food show with Ian McNulty. You don't want to miss that.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.